Welcome to Girl Truth, What Lens Are You Looking Through? Season 3. Today, we'll be hearing from Andrea and Jenilee on the topic of social media in 2020.
Hello, hello to all our listeners. We all know that 2020 wasn't our year. It definitely wasn't. People were suffering from a lot of depression. Mental health wasn't the best. Nobody could see their friends or even family. However, during that year, people took the opportunity of having social media to show their talents. Everybody was doing lives, making TikToks, creating YouTube channels, just so they can show what they got. I feel that social media has changed how we as human beings perceive things since the pandemic by making the situation feel a little bit better, make us feel that we are unique, that we can, you know, have hobbies that we didn't really like were focusing on because of, I don't know, work, school, activities that we might have had. And by social media, people were free. Let's just say it like that, like free. People were able to, you know, be themselves by doing what they liked. What do you think, Andrea?
I agree with you on some stuff. So during the pandemic, social media definitely made everybody feel like they weren't alone in what was going on because we were all going through the same thing. It definitely did let people like start new businesses to, and bring it to social media because like we had a lot of time on our hands. So that was a one thing that kind of helped like the people showing their talents and like creating new stuff and getting like people that also like do the same stuff as them create stuff because we were in the house, so like we had time to do that stuff that some people right. probably would not have had time before the pandemic.
Right. And we like when the pandemic started, like we were in the pandemic, like we were alone in our homes without doing anything. Not even through social media. Like there's people that started doing things that they never did. Like, I don't know, cleaning the house or baking or drawing, like stuff that they never thought they would do in their daily basis. They did it when the pandemic started. And I think social media was a great tool for them to show what they were doing without, I don't know, getting bored or maybe like just getting sick of everything and maintaining their mental health on point.
Yeah, I agree.
However, there's when, you know, the negative side comes because other people were using it to pretend what they didn't have. Like, they could have a good mental health. Some people were pretending to, I don't know, being the bitch or shopping when they were really at home. Like, social media can also, I don't know, make an image that wasn't really the reality. And, you know, we have the good side, but we also have the bad side.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Like, pretending wasn't really the option either in the pandemic. But again, you know, some people were doing it for their mental health. Others were doing it because it was fun. Others were doing it because they didn't want to get bored. Different reasons, but still the wrong, you know, focus point.
Yeah, I get what you're saying about people pretending on social media. I mean, this doesn't really have anything to do with the pandemic, but I think people do use social media to, like, live a different life that they don't really have, or they just try to like use that to have like a different persona, like people pretending that they're like somewhere when they're not, or just pretending that they're somebody that they're not. That is, that's something big on social media that has came up throughout the few years, especially the last couple of years.
I mean, you say it has nothing to do with the pandemic.
I mean, like, it happened, it started before that, like.
Right. Yeah. Right. No, I agree.
Yeah.
But in the pandemic was a little bit more intense, because by working, by going to school, by doing different activities, people didn't have time to use social media. I mean, some people, other people had time, spare time to do that. But the majority, you know, were intense. Like, they were in social media every day, all the time, either pretending or showing their talents. So there's different sites in social media. People weren't really thinking. I mean, I don't want to, like, make it, like, people in general, because I know that some people, like, didn't really, like, care a lot. But others were intense in social media and were trying to create a person that they weren't. I don't know if you get my point.
Yeah, I get it.
During the pandemic, like, what did you usually, like, do in terms of social media?
I was just... And during the beginning, I actually started a YouTube. So I was making YouTube videos.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, not like a bunch of them, but like just when I was bored, I would just make a video. That's what I did. And like on social media, I didn't really do anything. Yeah. I'm not really like a social media like person, I guess.
Okay. Right. Right. That's what I'm trying to like say, that I wouldn't like to like generalize. Because I know that a lot of people didn't really like care about social media.
Yeah.
Like I saw a lot of people like making TikToks. Like TikTok was trendy.
Mm-hmm.
And some people were using it for, you know, different ways. Some people were doing fashion stuff, some other people were doing puffs, you know, cooking, different types of things. But yeah, I wasn't really interested in doing TikToks or like doing lives either. I actually started a business related to sewing, and that's how I entertain myself.
Yeah,
that's how I really made it fun, you know.
Yeah, definitely a lot of people started businesses during the pandemic, which was really good because a lot of people didn't have a job. So starting a business, that was a really, that was a major thing, like to start a business during the pandemic. That was, right. That's great.
Yeah, and selling like things that were necessary during that time, like masks. People were selling masks.
Right.
Like
hand sanitizers, making it and everything.
Right. Alcohol, that people were looking for alcohol everywhere. Right. Yeah, everything that was needed, people were selling it. And that's how you make the pandemic a little bit like better for other people and for yourself at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's like, that was a upside to the quarantine, because I guess pandemic was really a quarantine people were, right, doing these stuff in. Yeah, that was definitely an upside, like creating new stuff and starting new ventures for mm-hmm. yourself. Yep.
Yeah, I feel like social media was an adventure. Just how
new ventures, like new branches of new stuff. Yeah, that's what I meant, not adventures.
Yeah, even though you didn't say that, I feel like social media was an adventure for a lot of people. All I know is that social media is still something that people use for, you know, their own selves, to show what they're good at and what they're not good at. And yeah, to just enjoy life.
with that, like, social media does have like a negative part for some people.
Oh no, for sure.
Yes, just because of like the pressures they have of seeing other people, what they are doing, and like they feel like they should be doing that too. I feel like that social media definitely that like kind of grew as time was going on, especially in today's like generation. Like people want to kind of be like the next person, or like do what the next person is doing, or like kind of put themselves in competition with the next person. I've seen that a lot on social media.
You're talking about the influencers.
Yeah, like people, like regular people trying to be like influencers.
Yeah, I feel like we should leave that for the other episode, because there's another episode that is coming up, and it's about this topic, about the influencers and about people trying to be other people. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Girl Truth, What Lens Are You Looking Through? Produced by yours truly, Adina Hill. Our podcast is sponsored by the Evalore House, the award-winning nonprofit organization led by our executive director, Cheryl Ann Wadlington. To learn more about the Evalore House, visit us on the web at evalorehouse.org.